comfort food, crimes. A man in Maryland is being charged with stabbing a coworker he says ate one of his meatballs. There has been a rash of these comfort food crimes around the country. The meatball stabbing follows a similar incident earlier this year when a man in Iowa started arguing with his brother about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And late last year, a guy in Florida was accused of stabbing his brother for allegedly taking his macaroni and cheese. Comfort food manufacturers are concerned and are ahead of the game. We are seeing increasing security around pizza, mac and cheese, french fries, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, chicken soup, and more. For example, Pizza Hut just announced each pizza will now be delivered in boxes marked with the words leftover vegetables. I talked with Lucia Neo, a company spokesman. If people don't think you have a pizza, they won't steal it out of your fridge. Our studies show people put vegetables in the fridge when they feel like they need to eat healthier, and then they never touch them again until they go bad and they have to throw them out. Our new leftover vegetables box will discourage thieves from ever taking your pizza because they'll never open a box marked vegetables. At Kraft, scientists have come up with small digital screens that sit on the table and wrap around your food in a semicircle. While you are eating your mac and cheese, the screen shows a digital projection of you eating ramen noodles. I spoke with Jocelyn Gustaf, a scientist with the project. She is the one who came up with the original design. This idea came out of many conversations we had in around the office about this problem with a comfort food crime. We put on our thinking caps, and we tried to think out of the box, so to speak, on what to do. The digital projection screen is an ingenious way of camouflaging the fact that you are eating mac and cheese. No one is going to steal ramen noodles. No one is going to steal ramen noodles. McDonald's is being even more aggressive. Every single french fry will now be matched to each individual purchaser. If someone steals your fries and starts to eat one, the fries turn into earthworms. I talked with Vinny Kalish, the McDonald's food technician who came up with this ingenious plan.
The digital signature technology is amazing. We are taking a stand for our customers against these fry thieves. We are confident by turning our fries into earthworms, it will dissuade these french fry thieves from doing their dastardly deeds. Now, if someone steals your fries, they turn into earthworms. Although, earthworms are good protein, but nobody wants to eat earthworms.
The FBI and Department of Homeland Security are hopeful these new methods will reduce the growing incidence of comfort food crime around the country. Folks, that has been Comfort Food Crime. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.